When a roadside bomb blew up the military vehicle in Iraq he was riding in, Marine reservist Richard Nelson of Kenosha and two of his buddies were loudly singing Amazing Grace. That detail of the final seconds of Nelson's life came from the lone survivor and was relayed at Nelson's funeral by his brother David Nelson, who's also an ordained minister. He told the mourners that the story was not out of character for his 23-year-old brother, who'd been baptized just before leaving for Iraq.
A few days ago, the guys he was serving with in Iraq held a memorial service for him, and word has gotten back to us that individual after individual stood up and talked about how open Ricky was about his faith, and how he talked about God, and how specifically on this tour, more so than even the first tour, he was vocal about his commitment to God. And the reason that's so encouraging for me this morning and for our family is Jesus himself said, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven."
Nelson described his brother as someone who packed as much as possible into his life, seemingly knowing that it would be cut short.
When God gave Ricky to us, he gave us someone who was absolutely full of life and someone who was absolutely full of energy.
Amazing Grace ended Thursday's service. Also killed in the blast that took Nelson's life was Nina Pichka of Casco. David Doyle of Racine was wounded. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.